This episode of Coverville is brought to you by you, the listener. Thank you so much for your support, whether it's via email, requests, suggestions, ideas, just your thoughts, or if you're one of the wonderful folks who support me over on Patreon at patreon.com/Coverville. Coming up on episode 1431, it's time for another tribute episode. My gosh, feels like we've done so many this year, and I know there's another one coming next week, thanks to some news about Burt Bacharach. But today, it's all about Barrett Strong. Barrett Strong, songwriter for Motown, passed away at the end of January. We're going to be listening to some of the music that that put him on the map, some incredible songs that he had a part in creating. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday morning. It's crazy. It's Thursday, February 9th, 2023. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville Today, another tribute episode, this time for Barrett Strong. Barrett Strong, along with Morgan Whitfield? Why am I blanking on his partner's name? Oh my God. This is already off to a great start, isn't it? Let's see. Hold on a second. Norman Whitfield. Morgan Whitfield. I don't have the last name right. Listen, there were a lot of great songwriters in Motown. You had Holland Dozier Holland. You had Smokey Robinson, who was doing a lot of writing, of course, a lot of performing. And then you had the writing duo of Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong. And the two of them really focused a lot on the Temptations. You're going to hear a lot of Temptations music on the show today. But I think it's fair to get started with the song that was actually a hit for Barrett Strong. This was his one and only big, big hit that he both wrote and performed. And it's covered here by the Boss Hoss from their 2011 album, Liberty of Action. Here is Money, That's What I Want.
I need money, that's what I want, that's what I want. Can fight, he will fight. That leaders will not surrender until surrender is academic. How is a national leader to explain the sacrifice of so much for nothing? Well, relax. I can't explain. I don't want to die.
creation, then destruction. Who wants to die?
Words could
One of my favorite vocalists of all time, a guy named Paul Carrack. And if his voice sounds familiar but his name doesn't, he was in the band Squeeze for one of their biggest hits, Tempted. He was part of Mike and the Mechanics for a long time, actually one of the founding members of Mike and the Mechanics, so a lot of the songs there. Had an incredible solo career. How Long by the band Ace was also his vocals. That's from his album Still Groovin' from 2002, a cover of I Wish It Would Rain by The Temptations. Before that, Frankie Goes to Hollywood from the Welcome to the Pleasure Dome album War, originally by Edwin Starr. Came out in 1994. That version came out a lot earlier. That came out in the 80s, but also came out on that Frankie Goes to Hollywood Greatest Hits, which was called Frankie Bang, produced by Trevor Horn. That whole album, incredible job by the Buggles, Trevor Horn. Member of Yes for a really short time, too. Before that, the Robustos with a cover of I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Nice little reggae-influenced version there. That one from the album The New Authentic. Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, originally did I Heard It Through the Grapevine, but of course you always attribute that one to Marvin Gaye. 2005, that version came out. And The Boss Hoss, before that, from Liberty of Action, a cover of Money, That's What I Want, a song that was written and performed by Barrett Strong, while all the rest of the songs in this list were just performed by, I'm sorry, were just written by Barrett Strong and Norman Whitfield. Let's get to our next set of music here. We're going to start this one with a rarity. This one is great, and it's a super, super rare track because the guy behind it has kind of wanted to bury this album, and I kind of see why. Mark Everett, better known as E, who's lead singer of The Eels, also released a solo album, a couple solo albums as Mark Everett and as A Man Called E. Released an album in the early 90s called Bad Dude and Love. On it, it included this cover of The Temptations' Too Busy Thinking About My Baby, which I really like, and I love The Eels, so happy to play it. Here's Mark Everett.
And I wonder what makes a bird fly. And I don't have the time to think about what makes a flower grow. And I'll never give it a second thought to where the river flows. Time to discuss the weather, how long it's gonna last. I ain't got time to do no studying once I get out of class. I'm telling you, I'm just a fella. See, I got one track mind. And when it comes to thinking about anything but my baby, I just don't have.
says sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof.
Beware of the handshake that hides a snake.
Sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof.
Check.
Thank you.
Running play with me. It was just my imagination. Tell you I can build you a life on. This couldn't be a dream, for to me you're no sleep. But it was just my imagination
once again,
running away with me.
Running your way with me.
Every night on my knees I pray, Lord, dear Lord, hear my plea.
Don't ever let another take the love from me, or I will surely die. Tender rhapsody, but in reality, she doesn't even know me.
Just my imagination.
Once again,
and again, running away with me.
It was
just my imagination.
One more great Temptations song right there. Just My Imagination, performed there by Dave Barker. Came out on a collection from 2003 called Reggae Pulse 2, Hit Songs Jamaican Style. I love this stuff, these reggae covers, because there was this whole genre, this whole movement of doing these reggae covers to introduce reggae audiences to American music. There was just such a different take on these songs that still kept the original feel, but sounded so good with a reggae beat to it. Dave Barker and Just My Imagination. Before that, you heard Papa Was a Rolling Stone, that one by David Lindley and El Rayo X from the album Very, Very Greasy from 1988. Of course, Papa Was a Rolling Stone best connected with the Temptations, but it was originally done by a band called Undisputed Truth. And I've played that version on the show before. Look it up and listen to it. It's really cool. But that version, of course, was by David Lindley and El Rayo X. Before that, a song that actually shares a lyric in common with Papa Was a Rolling Stone, Wherever I Lay My Hat, that version by Cornell Campbell from his Greatest Hits album. 2008 is when that album came out, of course, originally done by Marvin Gaye, but there's a very famous cover done by Paul Young. Speaking of Paul Carrack, different Paul Young was in Mike the Mechanics, but that same 80s era that Paul Carrack came from, Paul Young, great version of Wherever I Lay My Hat. Smiling Faces Sometimes, that one by Joan Osborne from her album How Sweet It Is. And Too Busy Thinking About My Baby by The Eels lead singer Mark Everett from his album Bad Dude and Love. That one, those two songs, both originally by The Temptations. Let's get to the last set here, and we're going to start things off with a cover, another Motown band covering one Motown artist. Here are the Jackson 5, an incredible cover of a song called Jamie. This is by Eddie Holland originally. You'll find this on their greatest hits, which is called Soul Station, the 25th Anniversary Collection. Here's Jamie.
Thank you. See, I can make a ship sail on dry land. Ain't happy with the powers I possess. You're the key of my happiness. And I
gave you next to you, babe. I gave you next to you. I gave you next to you, babe. I gave you next to you.
Turn a river into a raging flood.
Oh, I
live forever if I so desire. Ain't happy with the powers I possess. You're the key to my happiness. And I
can't get next to you, baby. Can't get next to you. Can't get next to you, baby.
Judging by your road. I gotta understand a person being when I'm married, but there ain't no reason for a person to be when I love. Cause you need love like I do, don't you? I can tell by the way you look when I'm looking at you. Yeah, yeah. What about you there? You better find yourself a true love. Cause there must be someone, somewhere. Can you see it's up to you to make a dream come true, Lord? You need love like I do, don't you?
band that, if you hear that song, you may not know. Who it is, because that's primarily the backing singers doing most of the heavy lifting there. You know that band for songs like King of Wishful Thinking and We Close Our Eyes. That's a band called Go West from an album called Bangs and Crashes. This was like a collection of remixes, B-sides, and rarities, a cover of Ball of Confusion Live by Go West, originally, of course, done by The Temptations. That album came out in 1985. Has some really good remixes on, of course, the aforementioned King of Wishful Thinking and We Close Our Eyes and a few other things. Before that, You Need Love Like I Do by Level I, that one from their album Uncovered. Always love seeing an album title like that when it's something I'm not familiar with, because I know that it's going to be a cover album. I suspect it. I have a hunch when I see an album called Uncovered. Originally done by Gladys Knight and the Pips. That version came out in 2009. Edwin McCain right before that from an album called Nobody's Fault But Mine, a cover of The Temptations' Can't Get Next to You from 2008. I love Edwin McCain's voice. Great, great version of that song. And then we start things off with the Jackson 5, Michael doing the vocals on that one. A song called Jamie, a cover of Edwin Starr. That one I have on the Soulstation box set. Fantastic box set. If you don't have any Jackson 5 in your collection, that's a great place to start right there. Soulstation, the 25th anniversary collection. Of course, the original version done by Eddie Holland. And that version came out in 1970. That is going to do it. Let me get the music queued up here that normally goes along with me saying those words. That's going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed today's episode as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. Let's see. What else have we got? That's it. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show, probably a Burt Bacharach tribute, because looks like 2023 is going to be all tributes all the time. So stick around for that. If you've got requests for that one, please let me know your favorite version of a Burt Bacharach song. Anyway, until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Have a good rest of your day. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.